From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this very special edition of the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, from our Southern Command, which is, quite frankly, rather toasty today. Yes, it is 1 degree outside here in Memphis, Tennessee. And yes, the pork butt is indeed frozen solid. But here at the Todd Starnes radio program, we do not believe in the new Green Deal. No, we burn coal here. We have charcoal briquettes. We've got everything going, and it's a little toasty. We might even have to open a window sometime during the program today. We don't buy into the global warming nonsense, and we don't buy into all of this sustainable, renewable energy baloney. And we're going to get into that. All you poor people in the great state of Texas, our sympathies to you. Because millions of you are sleeping in your cars, you're sleeping in hotels, you are at government-run warming centers, you cannot stay in your home because you have no power, and it is below zero. And one of the reasons you have no power, all of you folks in Texas, pay attention, is because of the wind turbines. Those wind turbines that were supposed to be environmentally friendly, those wind turbines that were supposed to be next generation energy resources for all of you in Texas, it's all turned out to be a great big load of frozen hooey. And we know this. We know that President Trump back in the day was very alarmed, very concerned about all of this. And he was ridiculed. The president was belittled. And the president was marginalized because of his views on sustainable energy, renewable energy. As a matter of fact, back during the presidential campaign, President Trump went out there and he said, hey, look, these big, beautiful, huge wind turbines that you have out there, they are not reliable. They will cause big trouble. The Associated Press at the time actually went out and fact-checked our president, Donald John Trump. And they said that his remarks, his concerns were overly exaggerated. That's what the Associated Press said. You know, I suspect there might be a Texan or two or three or 4 million who might be willing to say it was the farthest thing from the truth, the farthest thing from the truth, that the president was right on the money. So I feel bad for all you folks, but I'm telling you, this is only going to get worse. That's what's going to happen in this country. So it's a tough thing. Also, a big storm last night in North Carolina. A lot of our listeners are dealing with tornadoes. A lot of damage out there. So you know what? Here's hoping for a very quiet rest of the week. Maybe we could just put in some orders for that. A nice, quiet rest of the week. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Now, there is a brand-new survey out. Breitbart News has this, and it's a pretty fascinating look at where we are in the world of politics. Mitch McConnell, at this very moment, is imploding. I've never seen a guy commit political suicide like Mitch McConnell is. It's just unbelievable. Even Lindsey Graham is putting distance between himself and Mitch McConnell, the minority leader. Mitch McConnell said yesterday that he is going to go out there and he will primary any pro-Trump candidate who is not a viable candidate in his estimation. McConnell says that a lot of these guys out there, a lot of these guys and gals that are running and are pro-Trump, they're not viable candidates. As opposed to what? John McCain? Willard Mitt Romney? So the survey in Breitbart, and this is our starting off point today, and I want to get you guys to weigh in on this. Here's the headline. Team Trump dominates the Republican 2024 presidential poll with 73% support. So Politico, this is not some sort of a random poll. This is a Politico poll, a Politico and Morning Consult, and they show that President Trump right now holds a 53% lead among other potential candidates in the 2024 election. Now, I just want to say something here. I've been looking, I've been doing a lot of research at night, and I've been trying to get my brain wrapped around who the next potential Donald John Trump is. Who is going to be the person to pick up the baton from President Trump and run for the White House in 2024? And I got to be honest with you, I just don't see anybody out there right now. I mean, there's some good people. Don't get me wrong here. I mean, I'm thinking about Kristi Noem out of South Dakota. She's rock solid. Look, I like Tim Scott, a senator from South Carolina. Good enough guy. Ted Cruz is good, but I just don't see anyone energizing the base like Donald Trump did. So along comes this survey. And according to Politico, this is where the polling data stacks up. And I want to go through this list, and maybe you know somebody that should be on the list that's not on the list. Donald Trump, 53%. So all those voters out there, they want to see Trump run for the presidency in 2024. Coming in second is Mike Pence at 12%. I'm surprised by that. I mean, Mike Pence, a good, decent man, a good Christian man, but man, not exactly a barn burner out there on the campaign trail. Coming in third is Don Jr., Donald Trump Jr. Coming in at number four is Nikki Haley. Very surprised that she's even on this list. Followed by Mike Pompeo at 2%. And rounding out, and we're talking about pretty minuscule numbers here. Followed by Marco Rubio, Mitt Romney, Ted Cruz, and Tom Cotton. Kristi Noem and Josh Hawley come in at 1%. So I'm wondering if you know, who do you think that person is? Who do you think the next Donald Trump is? Or is it Donald Trump? I mean, would you like to see the guy run for office again in 2024? I don't know. I honestly think a lot of it depends on how well things go in the midterms. I mean, if President Trump is out there campaigning and his candidates win, I think there is a message that will be sent, that will be delivered to the RNC that Trump is the guy. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Also wanting all you folks to check in with us, so wherever you might be, across the frozen fruited plain, the frozen tundra, how are you doing? What's happening in your area? Do you have power? Are you able to get out on the roads? What is the situation like? Before we go to the break, I want to check in with Buddy from Arkansas, listening to us on KARN. Hey, Buddy, what's going on?
Well, I'm telling you, over here in Arkansas, being the nice people we are, we're supposed to get another 9 or 10 inches of snow tonight, and I just wanted to tell you, we are sending it your way, sir. I know you're pretty toasty in there this morning, you know, with the barbecue and everything.
Buddy, I don't want your snow, buddy. I don't want your snow, buddy. Send it to Oklahoma, buddy.
Put your name on it.
No, sir. Return to sender, buddy.
Well, listen, you got to keep in mind what Clinton said back in his office was, the only problem with this world is we need to reduce the population to 2 billion instead of 7 billion, and somebody in the crowd hollered, "You first, Bill." And I never saw the guy on the news again. So.
There you go. Buddy, you guys staying warm. I know you guys aren't used to this kind of weather.
No, sir. No, sir. And we got about 10 inches the other day and looking for it again. And all the birds love me because they're getting to eat anyway.
So. I bet. You know, I've seen some overweight birds here in the Memphis area. So I think we're having that problem over here, too. So
keep them alive, man. We need them.
Oh, yeah. I hear you, buddy. Hey, buddy, thank you for listening. And you bundle up, be warm, and get ready for that snow. All right. Buddy, thanks for the call. You know, folks, this really is a big issue we need to talk about, the NRA and your gun freedoms. President Biden said, look, he's going to defeat the NRA. And there are efforts right now underway to limit your guns and even put the NRA out of business permanently. Now, all this week on Newsmax TV, Stinchfield is going to be telling the real story about Joe Biden's war on the NRA. And I want to encourage you folks to watch Stinchfield at 8 o'clock Eastern to find out how the NRA is fighting back. Stinchfield's a good guy. He tells the truth. And let me tell you, everybody's tuning into this show. It's incredible. Newsmax TV, now the fourth highest rated cable news channel in all of America. And it's available wherever you can, you know, get the station, whether it's DirecTV, 349, Dish 216, Orbi 308, Sling, AT&T TV, and the list goes on and on and on. All you got to do, check your channel guide for Newsmax TV. And if your system does not carry Newsmax, all you have to do is pick up the phone and give them a call. You can also download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone or smart TV. And be sure to watch Newsmax for Stinchfield and news you can trust. 30 million Americans watch Newsmax all the time, and I am proud to say that I am one of them. So tune in today.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. Hope you're staying warm out there, wherever you might be. Unless you're in Miami and it's, what, 90 degrees? So go figure. All right, let's get to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Morehead City, North Carolina, Roger on the line. Hi, Roger. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me today. Hey, I believe you need to add Ron DeSantis to your list on presidential candidates. I think he's managed everything in Florida real well throughout this pandemic, and he'd be a great running mate for Trump, because I'd vote for Trump again for sure. Ron DeSantis could be his VP, and then when Trump's 4 years are up, let Ron go for president.
Hey, now that's an interesting idea, Roger, and I haven't heard anybody else talking about that, but that could very well be a good option. DeSantis has done a remarkable job in Florida. I know we have a lot of listeners down there, and maybe they could weigh in here on this. But this guy, I mean, when you look at, for example, you know, Andrew Cuomo, the godfather of death up in New York State, and compare how he's handled the China virus pandemic to how DeSantis has, I mean, it's night and day difference.
Definitely. Hey, one more thing real quick on this $1.9 trillion stimulus bill they're talking about and wanting to give everybody, you know, $600 out of that. So the $1.9 trillion, say there's 200 million qualified people to get the $600, that's only $120 billion. What are they going to do with the rest of that money?
Well, you know exactly what's going to happen. It's going to go to NPR and Sesame Street and all these other wackadoodle organizations and leftist, you know, think tanks. That's what's going to happen with that money.
Yeah. Well, if they gave $1.9 trillion to the 200 million, just a figure off the top of my head, qualified individuals, that would come out to $9,500 per person. That might really help somebody.
And again, Roger, and who's paying for this? You know, whose money is this? This is our money they're talking about.
That's right. And last time, they gave three times as much away to overseas as they did to the American people, and that's just wrong.
It's incredibly wrong. I say take care of our own first, and if there's any money left over, we're happy to help out, lend a helping hand. But as long as there are children in America going to bed hungry, as long as there are children, you know, being raised in homeless shelters, we don't need to be spending a single penny overseas. That money needs to be taking care of American citizens.
Right, and veterans. Definitely veterans.
And especially veterans. And I think we've been covering that controversy for years now, what's happening in the VA hospitals. They should have, our veterans, Roger, should have the best health care on the planet, period.
I agree. 100%, I agree.
All right, Roger, good call and a great thought there. Ron DeSantis as the running mate for Donald Trump in 2024. What do you guys think about that? 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. CT in Arkansas. All right, CT, what's up?
I believe every one of you Republicans and your pundits, you're all delusional. You're delusional because, number one, they stole the election in November. There's never going to be another Republican, and I'll tell you why. Because a lot of you are not discussing the fact that Joe Biden is about to legalize 30 million illegals, at least 30 million, and there will never, ever be another fair election due to voter fraud and all the legalization of all the illegals. That's one thing you guys are not understanding. I think you're delusional.
So, I don't think I've been called delusional lately, look, I'm going to go along with this here. So what is the solution, CT? If I'm delusional and every other Republican out there is delusional, what's the solution? What's the answer?
I know what the answer is, but I can't say it on air because, there's certain people listening. But I'm telling you, there's no political solution to this problem.
So I'm going to extrapolate here. So what, you're wanting a civil war, a takeover of the government?
It's not what I want. It's what has to be done. It's totally different. Two different scenarios there. It's not what I want. But I'm telling you now, when Reagan gave supposedly 3 million illegals amnesty, that turned into 15 million. And what happened to California immediately after that happened?
Well, this is a fair look. I still think that we can win if the Republicans get out and vote. Now, CT, the reality is in the state of Georgia, yeah, I think there was voter fraud there. But you know what? Another big problem was a very large percentage of Republicans stayed home and did not vote because they did not think their votes were going to count, that their votes were going to matter. And it turns out their votes would have mattered, but they stayed home. CT, for me, that's not the answer to stay home. I think you get out there and you go and vote, every single one of us.
How can you outvote 30 million illegals that are about to be legalized?
Well,
can you do that?
You know what? They could have done it in Georgia. The Republicans could have won in Georgia had they all gone back to the ballot box and voted in that special runoff. They could have.
Well, that was then. I'm talking about what's coming now. We're going to be outdone. They're going to outvote us due to all of the amnesty that they're about to give. And I'm not being, pessimistic. I'm being realistic here. I've crunched the numbers. It ain't good. It's not looking good
in
this country.
No, CT, I hear you. And I understand exactly where you're coming from. Look, I'm not delusional. I understand what we're dealing with here, but I do believe, and I appreciate you calling in, I do believe that if we get out there and we go and vote and grab every single Republican and we do what we're supposed to do as citizens, I think we're going to be able to beat the Democrats, even when they cheat. Folks, what do you think about that? CT says Republicans aren't going to win another election. 844-747-8868. That's a toll-free number. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Good to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up a little bit later tonight, President Biden going to be doing a town hall. That ought to be interesting, in Wisconsin. So we will be monitoring that, and we'll see if people are able to actually ask random questions. That doesn't seem to be how it works here. All of the questions in the Biden White House have to be submitted. They have to be vetted. And in many cases, the vice president answers the question and not the president of the United States. Oh, this item just coming in. Bill Gates says that wealthy nations should shift entirely to something called synthetic beef. What is that, like fake meat? What is synthetic beef, for goodness sakes? Unbelievable. Bill Gates, this is the guy in charge of the Centers for Disease Control in America, the guy making us all wear the face burkas. All right, let's go to the phones. Horn Lake, Mississippi. Arnez listening to us on KWAM. All right, what's going on today?
Snow. A lot of it.
I can sympathize.
Yeah, I'm on the interstate right now as we speak, and it looks a bit way better than yesterday. I'll say that much. But still, it's still a mess out here.
All right, what's on your mind, Arnez?
Well, you said something about who would be the next to, basically who will run in 2024, or who will be the next Trump. And it's not that that person isn't out there, in my opinion, but I do think it's way too soon to tell. Because, you know, 2024 is still a very long way from now. And people are still just kind of just getting over Trump. It's like, are we really sure we want the next person to be? And yes, I understand that 53% they feel like Trump will be the next candidate, but do they really want Trump to be the next candidate when at the time the election, next to the election run around, he'll be 78? He'll be the same age as Mitch McConnell is now. Basically the same age as Joe Biden is now. And I know that's one thing coming in the next election I don't want to see. I don't want to see Trump or Biden run in the next election. And I don't believe either one will.
Well, who do you think looks good out there, Arnez? Anybody popping up for you?
Like I said, it's too soon to tell. But if I could pick any, I can't say who's going to be the nominee or who's going to be. I can say who will run at least. A part of me do think Josh Hawley will run, but then you got Nikki Haley. She's floated the idea of running. I don't see that happening. I don't see Mike Pence. I think Mike Pence's time in politics is over with. I think I don't think he's wanted to be anything. I don't even think he wanted to be vice president, honestly. So I don't think he's going to go for anything higher than that. Ted Cruz, I mean, what would this be? His third time running, maybe? I don't see him. Pompeo. It's like I said, it's too soon. The person that will run, we don't know who that person is yet. That person probably isn't even on the national radar just yet.
Well, Arnez, I like
come up during the midterm.
I'll tell you, I like Mike Pompeo. I think he's solid. He sounds presidential, looks presidential. He did a terrific job, I think, for President Trump. He was loyal to the Trump agenda, and I think delivered that on foreign policy. But again, I just don't see anybody that's generating the kind of enthusiasm that Donald Trump generated out on the campaign trail. Arnez, thanks for the call. Now, this is interesting because a new poll came out. This is from Quinnipiac, and this sort of flies in the face of Mitch McConnell and Liz Cheney and the establishment Republicans. I know there are people out there in the Republican Party, and they're ready to move on. They think Trump did what he needed to do. He got the party set in the right direction, and now it's time to go. But that's not what the average Republican voter thinks. According to the new Quinnipiac University national poll, and this was conducted during and after the acquittal of the president. All right, so you need to keep that in mind. A lot of these people had no idea how the impeachment was going to turn out, but it didn't matter. It did not matter. 3 out of 4 Republicans want to see President Trump play a big role in the Republican Party moving forward. 3 out of 4, 68% of Americans, though, on the other side of this poll, 68% of Americans say that the president did not do enough to stop the insurrection. Now, I want to stop there for a second and say this. I'm not surprised by that number. When you look at the mainstream media coverage, when you look at the narrative that they came up with, I think a lot of Americans had no idea what happened at the U.S. Capitol, and they're believing whatever is coming out of their TV screens. But for me, this issue of President Trump and where the Republican Party goes, this survey, tied to the Politico Morning Consult survey, tell me that this is not the Republican Party, this is Trump's party. Trump owns this party right now. So Mitch McConnell can get out there and he can say whatever he wants to say. And so can Liz Cheney and Nikki Haley. But I think what's going to happen is all of these Republicans who are dipping their toe in the presidential waters are about to realize that distancing themselves from Donald Trump is going to kill whatever political future they might possibly have. And all you have to do is look at what happened when Nikki Haley came out and condemned President Trump and distanced herself from the president. What happened? The money dried up. There is no more money for Nikki Haley. So this is pretty fascinating. And keep in mind, we've got a president impeached twice. We have a president accused of mounting an insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. We have a president who is despised by the mainstream media, and yet the people love this man. I'm telling you, folks, this is Trump's party. It's not the Republican Party. All you folks who want to go out there and start a third party, and there are a lot of them, I say you do so at your own risk. You do so by acknowledging the fact that Trump is in control of the Republicans. All right, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. By the way, our live show blog is up and running. When we come back, we have some exclusive details on how Joe Biden has been living his life in the White House. We'll be right back.
Bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Well, you got to hand it to the mainstream media here, man. Are they playing hardball with the Bidens, Joe and the Mrs. Oh, we're not allowed to call her that anymore. We have to call her what? Dr. Biden, Dr. B is what we got to call her, and they're doing all sorts of feature stories. Now, keep in mind, at about this time during the Trump White House, they were already doing the stories about Russia collusion and the golden showers at the hotel in Moscow with the sidewalk sallies and so on and so forth. They were belittling Melania Trump. They were making fun of her accent. They were making fun of Barron Trump. They thought he had some sort of a mental issue. And this was the life that the Trump family had to deal with during the early years of their administration. But I wanted to go through and share some of the hard-hitting pieces that the mainstream media has been doing on the Biden family. Let's just take a listen here. So from The Washington Post, we have this story. Jill Biden loves scrunchies and dog walking. This is according to The Washington Post. The new First Lady made news last week for wearing a scrunchie. Joe Biden stopped at a, or rather Mrs. Dr. Joe Biden, stopped at a black-owned bakery, the Sweet Lobby, to pick up some Valentine's treats for the weekend. She was sporting a floral earring, pink coat, a black mask, and she carried her own bag of treats and baked goods. But it was Biden's scrunchie that really lit up the internet. What's the scrunchie? Is that the thing that goes in the... Oh, yeah, very good, very good. All right, let's continue with the music. I like that music. It's very soothing, right? It's very soothing. All right. Joe Biden, President Biden. Oh, he joined scores of people who turned to Mario Kart to stay entertained during the pandemic. President Biden filmed at Camp David playing video games with the granddaughter. Oh, he won. By the way, CNN also doing a story about President Biden and his Oval Office routine, how he enjoys lighting a fire in the Oval Office. Do we know if there is a fireplace in the Oval Office, or is he just lighting fires? He's just setting fires. He thinks there's a fireplace there. Joe Biden also enjoys early bedtime. Got to be in bed by at least 5:30.
Early to bed, early to rise, as they say. Jeez-a-loo. I got to tell you, folks, these people are nuts. So they're literally doing stories about Joe Biden setting fires in the Oval Office, supposedly in a fireplace, going to bed early. And also, and I want to read this to you, that he walks home with stacks of binders and manila folders, and he still brings a brown leather briefcase into the office. You know, it's interesting. They're all about color, aren't they? I mean, it's, you know, the black-owned bakery, the brown leather briefcase. Okay, we get it. We get it. You have a briefcase. But I remember back during the, what was it, Mitt Romney? Remember when he talked about having the binders full of women? Remember that? Oh, that was like a scandal. How dare Mitt Romney have a binder with papers in it? But now they're celebrating the fact that Joe Biden walks around setting fires in the Oval Office and hauls around binders filled with Lord knows what, with also manila folders and a brown leather briefcase. Well, good for you. By the way, Breaking 911, the Twitter feed, reports a very interesting nugget about the Biden administration, specifically the relationship between Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. So it turns out that Kamala Harris has been the one fielding all of the phone calls to the world leaders. What do you think that's all about? I'm telling you, something's not right about all of this. Biden, he's a short-termer. I don't think he makes it for the full 4 years. I'm telling you, it's not looking good for Joe. So he better enjoy those naps while he can. I'm just saying. Now, this story out of Oregon, and this should alarm all of us. The Oregon Education Department is recommending that teachers deal with racism in mathematics. So the Oregon Department of Education released a massive, I mean, this is like 82-page instructional guide teaching children and teaching teachers that math class is actually akin to white supremacy. Now you say, well, this is true. According to an email from the department sent to teachers and administrators, the education department suggested that they attend a class to instruct teachers to shy away from asking students to show their work in math class because that's a form of white supremacy. The course is titled A Pathway to Equitable Math Instruction, and it notes the ways in which white supremacy runs rampant in math class. This is bonkers, but this is what they're teaching people in public school. It's unbelievable. So they're saying that if you, I don't know what it was like in your school, but you couldn't just write down the answer to the algebra equation. You had to show how you got there, so the teacher could understand that you understood how you got there. So anyway, that's just one of the examples of white supremacy. Now, they also say that if you believe that getting the answer correct is the most important thing, that too is a sign of white supremacy. And the school is trying to encourage a strategy that would improve equitable outcomes for Black, Latinx, and multilingual students. Now, can I just say something here? Is it possible? Is it just remotely possible? And before I ask this question, I'm a white guy, okay? I'm a Caucasian. I'm a cracker, a honky, okay? I embrace my whiteness. I am what I am. That being said, is it remotely possible that The true white supremacist here and the true racist here are, in fact, the Oregon Department of Education, the people who somehow sitting back in one of those oak-paneled rooms smoking the pipes and wearing the turtleneck sweaters, and they're sitting around and they're saying, well, you know, it's possible that minority children can't do the math. Maybe, just maybe, those are the racist. It seems to me that if you're a math teacher,
You don't care about skin color. You want the kids to learn that 2 + 2 = 4. You want the kids to be able to make change down at the local Piggly Wiggly. What's wrong with that? So all I can tell you is that we are heading down a very bad path in this country when now all of a sudden basic mathematics is now considered to be racist. Good luck trying to find civil engineers. Good luck trying to find engineers and architects to build a bridge in the United States of America. And for that matter, would you really want someone flying your jetliner? Would you want somebody building a bridge or a skyscraper who failed mathematics, who was just given a passing grade because of the color of their skin? Of course not. It's just ludicrous. But this is what we're dealing with in the United States of America right now. Anyway, we're taking a lot of questions about this and answers as well on the Facebook page, toddstearns.com. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. Again, that's 844-747-8868. Now, coming up a little bit later on today, we're going to be paying close attention to what's happening at the White House press briefing room, the press briefing underway at this hour. We're also going to be checking in with our good friend Congressman Andy Biggs. He is chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, as well as Rob Schmidt from Newsmax, who's going to drop by for a visit. That's coming up right after the top of the hour news, so you're going to want to stick around for that as well. And also, I don't know if you like barbecue, but a guy by the name of Bill Krause, he is the co-founder of Mission Barbecue, I think really one of the most patriotic barbecue joints in all of America. Bill's going to be here talking about wreaths across America and what we can do to help out the folks as they're raising money to make sure that we're able to put a wreath on the grave of every military veteran in cemeteries around the country. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868 is our phone number. ToddStearns.com is the website. Stick around. We'll be right back. Hour 2 coming up next.